This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Big prize for a small loans pioneer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Bangladeshi economist Mohammed Yunus and his Grameen Bank will share this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The Nobel Committee said both Yunus and his bank have shown even the poorest of the poor can improve their situation. The bank pioneered the idea of microcredit, giving small loans to help poor entrepreneurs in rural Bangladesh. Women have been among those helped the most. At the UN, major global powers are edging closer to setting sanctions on North Korea. This past Monday, the communist nation announced it had carried out a nuclear test. Jocelyn Ford has more.
The latest U.S. sanctions draft making the rounds at the United Nations would impose some economic restrictions on North Korea. It would also ban Pyongyang from developing or transferring weapons of mass destruction. But the draft proposal would not allow the use of military force to uphold the sanctions. Today, the presidents of North Korea's biggest economic partners, China and South Korea, met in Beijing. They said a nuclear-free Korean peninsula should be achieved in a, quote, stable manner. Marcus Noland is with the Institute for International Economics in Washington.
It is unlikely, however, that China is going to want to go as far as the United States, Japan, and other countries do.
Neither China nor South Korea want to see sanctions that could make their North Korean neighbor collapse. That might send refugees flooding into their countries. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
Hyundai Motors is unveiling its newest line of vehicles, something compact and fuel efficient, you might assume, maybe even a hybrid. Well, think again. The Hyundai Veracruz is a luxury SUV, and David Welch reports after a pretty rough year, sales of those gas guzzlers are looking up.
Hyundai is hoping the Veracruz will boost both its image and its profit margin. The company is calling it an LUV, or luxury utility vehicle, and it promises to be the car maker's largest and most expensive SUV sold in the U.S. Auto expert Lawrence Ulrich says this could be a big seller for Hyundai. He says upscale SUVs are exactly what American consumers are buying.
These are SUVs that are built on the bones of cars instead of on the big sturdy frames of pickup trucks. They tend to be lighter. They're a little bit easier on gas. They drive a little more like cars. Think of them as a kinder, gentler SUV.
High gas prices had cut sharply into SUV sales. But with fuel costs on the decline, many predict vehicles like the Veracruz will be back on top for the holidays. In Portland, I'm David Welch for Marketplace.
If you hop a subway in New York City, make sure you choose the car with care. That's because people who hop from one car to the other could be in for a $75 ticket. Since September of last year, it's been illegal to switch cars even when the train isn't moving. Transit police have written about 2,700 tickets so far this year. That's way up from 700 all of last year. Consumers suddenly are getting a break on the cost of generic drugs. Medco Health Solutions is offering a plan that's aimed at workers at small companies. Walmart, Target, and Kmart also give discounts on generics. Well, the Dow had a big day yesterday. It ended just 53 points away from the 12,000 mark. The Dow climbed 95 points to 11,947. The Nasdaq rose 37 points to 2,346. The S&P 500, that was up 12 points at 1,362. And this is Marketplace. Around the country this morning, Kentucky is a top producer of tobacco, so you might think support for smoking would be strong there. Maybe not so much in Louisville. Beginning next July, there will be no more lighting up in that city's public buildings. There will be a few exceptions, tobacco processing and storing facilities, and a famous racetrack, Churchill Downs. A bit of Paris comes to the High Museum of Art in Atlanta tomorrow. It will host paintings, sculptures, and the like from the Louvre. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says the opening festival will include jazz, mimes, yes, mimes, and a parade of French poodles. The Louvre will receive $6.5 million for sharing. and the cities of Santa Cruz and Huntington Beach, California, have been in a spat over which one is truly Surf City, USA. Huntington Beach got a trademark for the name. Now two shop owners in Santa Cruz are suing. They say the trademark doesn't give the other city exclusive rights. You're listening to American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellows shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the bulldog of shredders. More at Fellows.com. By Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by The Economist magazine, which not only tells what's happening each week, but why. The Economist, at newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. When you think of baby food, you probably think about mushed peas and carrots. But that mush is a huge business worth nearly $4 billion. Now two couples have come up with a way to reinvent the industry. They're also changing what babies eat. Marketplace's Lisa Napoli takes us behind the scenes of these two companies.
So here's our first delivery of the evening.
Tim Dalter is something of a modern-day milkman. Two nights a week, he and his delivery team hit the streets of Southern California with their hybrid cars and drop off orders into coolers customers have left on their doorsteps.
Here's somebody, and they ordered 8 jars of food for this week. This customer has a bigger baby, so this is kind of our bigger baby food. So this is actually it's a basil pesto pasta, but we use like a mini-type pasta for the baby, so they don't have to chew too much. This is a quinoa with vegetables in it, and quinoa is a grain. It's got a lot of protein, and it's like a super healthy type thing.
Super healthy type thing is the premise behind the business Tim and his wife Annie started a year ago. It's called Bohemian Baby. All natural, organic, hand-cooked twice a week under Tim's supervision and tested on his daughter. It's $3.50 a jar.
But it is a shift in consciousness because people used to pay 50 cents for a jar.
Now, Teresa Keene would happily have paid for homemade baby food when her three kids were young. Now she's making it for total strangers. In the tasting room of Keene's new business, baby Allison is about to try out the peas.
May I put the bib on you? Is it okay if I put the bib on you? Let's see. I like this.
A year ago, Keene and her husband quit their jobs in television to create a line of baby foods called Homemade Baby. Now they have 13 employees, including a chef who studied at the famous culinary school Le Cordon Bleu. Behind the tasting room is a commercial kitchen.
After the food has been prepped, everything's hand-prepped, it goes into this kettle right now. And right now we're cooking pears. It cooks and it forms a bit of a reduction, so you get the intense flavor and sweetness of the pears and a lot of fiber and a lot of nutrients.
Business is growing at a healthy clip. Whole Foods has even picked up the brand in some of its stores. These rival baby food businesses have different strategies, but their goal is the same: to attract parents who want to start their kids off right in an age of junk food and obesity.
You know, we try and say that babies are people too, and so you know they deserve delicious food even if they can't clearly communicate that they want something a little bit different. And hoping that'll set some habits for their lifetime eating, in addition to maybe kind of raising the consciousness of the parents as far as how they may eat, you know, and hopefully kind of shift everybody towards more kind of organic, more fresh type foods.
And perhaps grow a healthy business, too. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
If you're on the go, take us with you. We're podcasting. Check out our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Take the Ten Commandments, throw in some Narnia.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.